Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
radio. Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and warmest greetings to you all. Welcome to another edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, April 21st, 2024. I'm Atefa Irfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through your emails, your letters, and your messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Tell us which program or programs you like the best. And if you have any message for our listeners around the world, you can record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard in this program. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. So please keep us company until the end of the program. And as yesterday, Ordi Behesht first was marked in Iran as the national commemoration day of the renowned Iranian poet Saadi Shirazi, born in Shiraz, southern Iran. In this edition of Listeners Special, I just wanted to talk about this renowned Iranian poet. Abu Muhammad Moslehuddin bin Abdullah Shirazi, known by his pen name Saadi, was one of the major Iranian poets of the medieval period. Saadi is known as a mystic and metaphysician in the history of Iranian literature. He is recognized for the quality of his writings and for the depth of his social and moral thoughts. The ancient scholar has gained worldwide fame, not only in Farsi-speaking countries, but in Western societies, with his poems being quoted in a multitude of sources. Saadi, who lost his father in childhood, experienced a youth of poverty and hardship. He left his hometown of Shiraz at a young age for Baghdad to pursue a better education. His first experience of education was at the Nizamiya University of Baghdad, where he studied Islamic sciences, theology, law, history, and Arabic literature. He traveled to different countries such as Anatolia, Syria, Egypt, and Iraq for 30 years. He also visited Quds, Mecca, and Medina. The master of speech, as he is called, was a man of learning and traveling. He mingled with people from different groups, from intellectuals, merchants, preachers, farmers, and ordinary people to Sufi dervishes and even thieves trying to learn and study and also preach and advise people to gravitate to wisdom and morality. Returning to Shiraz, southern Iran, as an elderly man, Saadi was greatly welcomed and respected by the ruler and the prominent figures of the city. He spent the rest of his life in his birthplace, Shiraz, till he passed away in around 1292. Of course, during the program, I will talk about Saadi, this Iranian poet more. But for the time being, let's see who has sent us a reception report. In this edition of Listeners Special, we read the names of those of you who has sent us reception report, including Muhammad Sahadat Hussain from Bangladesh, D.K. Hazarik from India, Mizanur Rahman, one of our old and regular listeners from Bangladesh who has sent us reception reports. So, Muhammad, D.K. and Mizanur Rahman, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Thank you for sending us these reception reports. And as you may know, these reception reports are very helpful to us at IRIB English Radio because these reception reports actually help us promote the quality of our programs. Thank you very much. And Mr. Anand Mohan Bain from India, one of our old and regular listeners, has sent us a piece of email. From the US, we've received an email from Muhammad Khaku, one of our old and regular listeners. And Muhammad Sahadat Hussain from Bangladesh also has sent us a piece of email. I will read this email later during the program. Stay with us, please. So let's talk about the masterpieces of Saadi, the renowned Iranian poet. Saadi's best known masterpieces are Bustan. Bustan means the orchard. Bustan was completed in 1257, and also Gulistan, which means the flower garden, which was completed in 1258. Bustan, as his best known work, was completed in 1257, as I said. It is quiet in verse, including 4,000 verses in 183 stories about the virtues such as justice, kindness, love, modesty, liberty, generosity, satisfaction, and happiness, and also some of the practices of dervishes, addressing all people to have a better and happier life. A year after the completion of Bustan, Saadi composed his masterpiece Gulistan. Gulistan comprised of 8 chapters, which is mainly in prose. The book widely addresses king's morality, dervishes' behavior, benefits of contentment, silence and talking in proper time, love and youthfulness, weakness in old age and education. Saadi attempts to advise people to live freely and to improve the quality of their lives in Gulistan. It is one of the most effective books in prose in Farsi literature. Saadi's other works include ghazals. Ghazals are love poems or lyrics, sonnets. Qasides, which are longer mono-rhyme poems or odds. Quatrains and short pieces in prose in both Farsi and Arabic. He is known as one of the greatest ghazal writers of Farsi poetry, besides Hafez, who is one of our renowned Iranian poets. So, for the time being, we just come back to your emails and letters from around the world. And this time we've received an email, as I said, in the introduction part of our program. Mr. Anand Mohan Bain from India has sent us a piece of email. Mr. Anand Mohan Bain says, I'm sending this mail from Bilai, Chhattisgarh, India. I like your program, Listeners Special. It's a good program. I wrote many times that your reception is not good in our area. I hope things get better. Kind regards. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Anand Mohan Bain from India. Thank you very much for writing to IRIB English Radio. And thank you for your support and commitment. You said you like the program, Listeners Special. Actually, your positive vibes actually give us the energy to continue our path. Appreciations to you, Anand Mohan Bain from India. So you mentioned that the reception is not good in your area, and we will inform this notice to our technicians and engineers, and if the trouble is on our behalf, we will fix it soon. Don't worry about it. Thank you again, Mr. Anand Mohan Bain from India. Please accept our EQSL as confirmation to this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Thank you again. Welcome back. So I was talking about the Iranian renowned poet Saadi. Saadi elaborately distinguishes between the spiritual and the mundane aspects of life in his works. He tries to visualize the deepest meanings of life in the most tangible context and close to conversational language as far as possible, in such a way that even common people can get the most out of his writings. He's a well-known poet among world scholars. Goethe and Underdu Rayer presented Saadi to the West for the first time in 1634. The first complete translation of Golestan in English was done by Sir Richard Francis Burton, for your information, actually. In one of Saadi's most well-known immortal poetries, he considers all humans as different parts of a whole body, regardless of social barriers and race, saying, "Human beings are members of a whole, in creation of one essence and soul. If one member is afflicted with pain, other members, uneasy, will remain. If you have no sympathy for human pain, the name of human you cannot retain." It was great. It was great. It was about the unity of all humans, which is assimilated to a whole body with different parts, actually. Okay, let's come back to our emails. As I said, Muhammad Sahadat Hussain from Bangladesh has sent us a piece of email. Muhammad says, "We are regular listeners and well-wishers of your radio. I have been listening to Radio Tehran's programs for a long time, sending opinions, giving suggestions. IRIB Radio is our favorite radio station. We also love Iran. So glory and success of Iran is considered as glory and success of Islam to us. Islam, Iran, and Radio Tehran are the heartbeat of our hearts." First of all, salam and warm greetings to you, Muhammad Sahadat Hussain from Bangladesh. And thank you very much for writing such a great email to IRIB English Radio. Thank you for your compliments. It was great. Please accept our EQSL as confirmation to this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Muhammad Sahadat Hussain from Bangladesh. Welcome back. So I was saying, Saadi's tomb is located in southern Shiraz, southern Iran. His mausoleum is called Saadiye. It is one of Iran's major tourist attractions. Much thing is left to talk about Saadi, but time is short. And now I prefer to read one of your emails. Muhammad Khaku from the United States has sent us a piece of email. Muhammad Khaku is one of our old and regular listeners, who says, "The Iranian response of Zionist Israel was defensive, while Zionist Israel had violated Article 22 of Vienna Convention and Article 51 of the UN Charter by bombing the Iranian embassy in Damascus on April 1st. The world has watched anxiously in anticipation of Iran's response. Now Iran fired a volley of drones and missiles at the Israeli-occupied lands, accompanied by an orchestra of similar calibers out of Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, and Iraq. Israel is politically isolated and increasingly seen as a pariah state with unprecedented global condemnation and genocide charge to be brought to the docket of the International Court of Justice by South Africa. Israel does not care about the United Nations or the International Court of Justice. It is absolutely a pariah state after bombing the Iranian consulate. We are beginning to see the downfall of U.S. hegemony globally. This may be one of the straws that breaks the camel's back. The U.S. or Europeans have no ethical, moral, or even legal platform to lecture any country anymore. Israel and America have sown trouble and are reaping the world winds of increased trouble ahead for them. First of all, salam and warm greetings to you from Tehran, the Islamic Republic of Iran, to you, Muhammad Khaku, from the U.S. Thank you very much for this email. It's good to hear that you follow the world developments, especially the developments regarding the Zionist regime's brutality, especially the Zionist regime's recent attack on Iranian consulate in Damascus, which was in violation of Article 51 of the UN Charter. And as you said, Iran responded to this Zionist regime's brutishness. Iran responded with retaliatory attacks against the Zionist regime's targets. And it's good to hear that you follow the world developments. And as you said, the Zionist regime's attack against Iran violated Article 22 of Vienna Convention and Article 51 of the UN Charter by bombing the Iranian embassy in Damascus on April 1st. And of course, everybody knows that the European regimes, the Western regimes, especially the United States, are complicit in every act the Zionist regime does around the world, whether in Gaza, in Gaza genocide, whether against Iranian, soil, which happened, for example, recently in against Iranian embassy in Damascus, or anywhere in the world. Yes. The Zionist regime, the fabricated child-killing regime of Israel, the Western regimes, and the United States regime are all complicit in any crime. They are hand-in-hand in doing any crime against the world people. Many thanks for writing to us, Muhammad Khaku from the U.S. Write to us soon and tell us your views about our programs. Art is long, but life is short. We've come to the end of this edition of Listeners Special. But before saying goodbye, I just wanted to send my appreciations to those of you who have kindly sent us reception reports and emails from around the world, including Muhammad Khaku from the United States, Muhammad Sahadat Hussein from Bangladesh, Mizanur Rahman from Bangladesh, DK Hazarik from India, and also Mr. Anand Mohan Bain from India. Please keep in touch with us. We wish you all the best. God bless you and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We will be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, P.O. Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send us emails to englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at parstoday.ir/en. Our phone number is 0098-21-2201-3720. Thank you all for being with IRIB English Radio.